It's 8 a.m. Eastern, September 22nd. This is your daily crypto report. Bitcoin down 3% at $42,070. Ethereum down 5% at $2,901. Cardano down 5% at $2.09. Those are your leaders by market cap. Top gainers in the last 24 hours, Enzyme up 42%, Illuvium up 15%, and Numeraire up 11%.
What works so well that it's basically magic? Bitcoin mining, USDT in the top three. What about selling with Shopify? Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From launching your online shop to, did we just hit 1 million orders? Shopify is there to help you grow. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person point-of-sale system. Wherever and whatever you're selling, turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout, up to 36% better compared to other leading commerce platforms. Sell more with less effort thanks to their new AI solution, Shopify Magic. My favorite thing about Shopify is no matter how much you want to grow, they have the solutions you need to take control and level up your business. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the US and millions of other entrepreneurs across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning help is there to support you every step of the way. Businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/DCR, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/DCR to grow your business, no matter what stage you're at. Shopify.com/DCR.
Today's episode brought to you by the folks at ungrocery.com. Visit the food people online at ungrocery.com. Today's news. HSBC, Europe's largest bank with $3 trillion in assets, maintains a skeptical stance on cryptocurrency while promoting the central bank digital currency. HSBC Group CEO Noel Quinn penned an article, quote, "New forms of digital money could spur growth," in which he outlined the firm's commitment to supporting the concept of CBDCs as it provides a transparent legal tender designed to avoid, quote, "many risks," unquote, associated with cryptocurrencies and stablecoins. This paper was released yesterday. In it, he does not discuss the fact that CBDCs are centrally controlled and cryptocurrency is decentralized. Fascinating omission. Well, leaked slides show how Chainalysis has been giving law enforcement information in the battle to link real-world criminals to their anonymous Bitcoin troves. Chainalysis has found a, quote, "meaningful," unquote, edge, a Block Explorer website that scrapes visitors' IP addresses. According to these leaked slides reviewed by CoinDesk, Chainalysis, the largest of the blockchain trading firms, owns and operates WalletExplorer.com. Like other Block Explorers, the service lets anyone view the history of public cryptocurrency wallet addresses. Chainalysis figures bad actors could use its site to check transactions without fear of, quote, "leaving a footprint," unquote, on crypto exchanges. But where the exchanges and presumably most Block Explorers have no eyes, Chainalysis has set its sights. It, quote, "scrapes the IP addresses of suspicious," unquote, "users that fall into the honeypot of WalletExplorer.com. Chainalysis has not disclosed its ownership or use of WalletExplorer.com. Finally, crypto companies from the U.S. filed two registration statements with the Securities and Exchange Commission seeking permission to sell exchange-traded funds, ETFs, in relation to Bitcoin and decentralized finance. Atlanta-based investment company Invesco joined New York's Galaxy Digital Funds to file and register Invesco Gallery Bitcoin ETF, a trust with physically protected private keys. Illinois-based Amplify ETFs filed the second registration to add DeFi eccentric open-ended EFT funds offering to the Amplify ETF Trust. That's all for us for today. Visit us at dailycryptoreport.io for sources and for links. Find us on social media, add us to your Alexa Flash Briefing. Listen to us everywhere else you podcast under Daily Crypto Report.